Om Sai Ram, my prayers to Sai Baba to give bhakti to all his devotees, which will help them for salvation. Today, I will be talking about a beautiful story from the book Sai at 366, which talks about the meaning of Aarti's, the happening on 9th April. We do not know the names of the laborers who built Taj Mahal. Similarly, we do not know some names in Sai's literature too. However, their effort would remain forever. It is also said that unless we know the name, how can we call anyone as famous? Exactly that type of a person was Sri Dwivedi Venkateshwara Sharma, a resident of Nizamabad. He was expert in Sanskrit, Andhra and Marathi languages. He was helping Pujya Sri Sri Vimalananda Bharati Swami of Kurtalam in writing articles. He never expected any fame. He knew how much devotion and worship the Telugu speaking people have or had on Sai Baba. Though they did not know the Marathi language, they could sing the aartis in their homes and mandirs as sung in all the four times in Shirdi. The founder of Sai Mandir at Nallagutta, Secunderabad, Sri Devara Shetty Anjaya, has got an idea that it would be better or nice if they could know the meanings of the Sai Aartis, and that too in Telugu. Such similar idea must have occurred to many individuals. But as Sai Baba himself once said, all the flowers in the mango tree would not become the mango fruits. Sri Devara Shetty Anjaya has requested Sri Dwivedi Venkateshwara Sharma for making these translations. Looks like that was the decision of Sai Baba, a good and great decision. Sri Sharma agreed to the divine proposal. However, the matter did not end here, but the green flag or a go-ahead note was necessary for this from Shirdi Sansthan as well. By the blessings and inspirations of Baba, Sri K.S. Patak, who was a court receiver those days at Shirdi Sansthan, gave his approval too. Sri Sharma has translated Sri Sai Baba Puja Vidhi, that is Sagunopasana, as was done at Shirdi in Telugu. That was printed by Nallagutta Sai Baba Mandir with the permission from Sai Baba Sansthan Shirdi. The book was released on Sri Ramanavami Day at Shirdi as well as in Secunderabad on 9th of April year 1976. This book was first Telugu book containing the procedure for Sai Baba's worship along with meanings. Sri Dwivedi Venkateshwara Sharma may be known to some Sai devotees or unknown to many Sai devotees, but his writing is ever alive. Bow to Sri Sai, peace be to all. The moral of the story: the divine interest always has divine result. Language is never a barrier. All Baba needs from his kids is wholehearted surrender, a pure love, a pure care. Let all of us continue to speak with Baba in our own language and continue to get his blessings and guidance for mukti or attaining salvation. Jai Sai Ram. For more audios, please visit sailas.com. Jai Sai Ram.